Welcome back to African Lady and a Baby. It's me again, Stephanie Oki, and baby Denver is asleep. It's the only time I get to do anything really when he's asleep. If you're just joining me for the first time, welcome. I really do love it when I have new people listening to me because sometimes I feel like I'm not even worthy to listen to. And so I'm really utterly grateful for anybody that is actually listening to me right now from wherever you are. I realized that I've had a few listeners from Germany, and so I'm gonna do a little shout out to all my German friends who are listening to this right now. I'd love to connect with you guys, and everyone else, of course, who's listening. I'd love to connect with you all on Instagram, so if you can please join me on Instagram. It's African Lady and a Baby, one word. Thank you and welcome. So I've just been in a bit of a sober mood today, and I decided to come and talk about it because I feel like it's a bit of a muse for me when I enter a sober mood. And I've just been thinking about how women are treated in general, and how pregnant women and how mothers are treated, and how different it is from, you know, say, I don't want to use the word single, say mothers that women, sorry, that don't have children yet. So before I got pregnant and before I had children, I found that people spoke to me in a way that was very different from the way people speak to me now. And you know, I should probably be happy and say, well, to be honest, people speak to me with a lot more respect now than they did before. But it also makes me sad that women that don't have children are actually not spoken to with respect. And you know, I'm not saying that everybody respects me now. Actually, there are some people who still don't respect me or don't talk to me with respect. But and you know, when I use the word respect, just know that I'm not trying to say I should be spoken to as though I am superior to anybody. No, but you know, it's just that basic level of respect that, you know, we should all give another human being. It feels like when a woman is childless, she often doesn't get that level of respect from people, from men especially. And you know, it's quite sad. You find that men are more inclined to, should I say, excessively flirt with a woman that doesn't have a child. And you know, they think it's harmless flirting, but when a woman has a child, that automatically stops. I do like that, but I feel that should not be the case. You know, I mean, nowadays maybe men are becoming a little bit more aware of these things as well, with the harmless flirting, but you know, there's quite a number of men that aren't, and they would harmlessly, and I put that in inverted commas, in quotes, you know, with my two hands, they think they're harmlessly flirting. And besides flirting, I would also say there's disrespectful ways that people are more inclined to insult a woman if she doesn't have a child. And if a woman has a child, they would probably reserve their comments. And this is very, very common amongst African men, specifically Nigerian men. So, you know, when and even on social media, you know, I find that it happens very much on social media. If you go on like popular, say, blog pages, and you know, you enter some type of debate with people on the internet, which I hate, I absolutely hate, but sometimes you just you get dragged into it. You find that if you don't have a child, or at least when I didn't have a child, some people would speak to me so rudely, you know, they would start off literally insulting you. And obviously these are internet trolls, and it's just really ridiculous. And some of them would go onto your profile and, you know, say things like, well, look at you, you're a pretty girl and yet you don't have sense or something. You know, they would actually insult you and you just say all sorts of rubbish to you. But if you have a child and the picture of a child on your page, then they would reserve some harsh comments and, you know, just respect the fact that you're a mother. I think that's great. I think that's good. At least they can have some level of respect for mothers. But I feel like everybody should be respected. Because what if a woman cannot have a child? Does it mean that for the rest of her life she will be subject to these insults, to these forms of humiliation? Is that what tends to happen? And then, well, I mean, that's just, you know, these are my thoughts. And if there's anyone that has anything to add to that or to say to that, or to even if you feel like you can defend it, if you're like an African man and you feel you can defend that, I'd like to hear from you. But that also now brings me to the most irritating one, which is men or people who don't even have respect for mothers, who would still see a woman as a mother and even in front of her child be disrespectful to her, you know, who say really mean things or even say mean things to pregnant women. I find that really disturbing. It's just, you know, it almost feels like, don't you have a mother of your own? Like, don't you think of your own mother? Don't you have a heart? And it almost, you know, yes, some people can now come now and say, oh, well, you're probably generalizing and you're putting all African men in the same boat. But this is actually pretty common and goes unaddressed. It goes unaddressed, the way people speak to women in Africa, the way people feel that because women are, again in quotes, the inferior sex, they should be spoken to rudely and women should not talk back. And when a woman talks back, the woman is seen as, you know, should I say, I mean, the woman is seen as a woman who lacks some type of home training, right? It really just boggles my mind. I mean, these are just things that really make me think. So maybe I'm just pouring out my thoughts right now. And trolls on the internet, like, why are you even a troll? Like, how do you feel when you just sit behind your phone and just decide that you want to just tear down another human being? How does that make you feel if you're a troll, you know? And you may not call yourself a troll, but you are a troll if you go on some random person's page and start to insult random people. That's exactly what you are. You become a troll, right? I really hope that we bring up the next generation to be better. I have a son and I'm feminist. I don't hide it. I'm proud to say it. And if you notice I'm feminist without me saying it, makes me even happier. Makes me very happy. And I have a son. And I like that I have a son. Because then it gives me an opportunity to teach a man to be feminist. I want my son to be feminist. I hope he grows to be feminist. And I hope he believes in equality of the sexes. I hope he grows to respect women with, you know, the best level of respect he can have. I hope he grows to treat women fairly. And I just really hope that he stands for women everywhere. Quite frankly, I hope that by the time he even grows, women don't have to be fighting for equality, you know. But yeah, and I would urge every mother out there, if you can, I think you should raise a feminist son. You know, proudly call your son a feminist. I was trying to buy pajamas, and this almost sounds random. I was trying to buy pajamas the other day for my baby, for my son. And I saw one. It was masculine, but it was pink. I absolutely loved it. It was the best. And you know what? The other day I said to my husband, I said, "Do you realize I actually just noticed I do not have anything in pink and I am a woman?" And you know, pink is for girls, quote unquote, but I just never buy pink. It's not my go-to color. But when it came to buying something for my son, it was almost as if I wanted to make a statement, and so I bought pink. And I loved it better on my son. I felt like it even looked nicer on my son. But for myself, I would never buy pink. So I prefer to see pink on guys than on girls. You know, I feel like it's just such a cliche color on girls, and it makes more of a statement on guys. I feel like a guy that wears pink is bold. You know, I actually would. I think it's just sexy. It's really sexy when a guy wears pink. And then, anyway, yeah, so I bought pink for my baby and it looked really nice. It didn't even look feminine to me. You know, I don't see sexes in colors. I personally don't like pink. It has nothing to do with me trying to make a statement. I just don't like pink, so I don't wear pink and I don't have anything in pink. Yeah. So anyway, my point is, let's just try to raise better men so the world can be a better place where everyone's equal, male or female. I think I've said everything I have to say today. I've poured out my thoughts. If you have anything you want to add to this, please let me know. You can reach out to me on Instagram. And on that note, I'm gonna have to say bye. I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please share it with your friends, family, co-workers, and anybody else that you think might benefit or enjoy this podcast. And if you can leave it a review, I would really appreciate that. You can find my podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Castbox, Radio US, and a host of others. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Have a wonderful day. Bye.